Your 8 o'clock news is read now by Aidan Fitzsimons.
Electricity users will face price increases of up to €1.75 per month on bills to pay for a major upgrade to the national grid, which could cost almost €19 billion. The regulator for the sector, the Commission for Regulation of Utilities, has sanctioned increased spending of €13.8 billion by ESB Networks and by Airgrid, which manages the electricity network. Our economics and public affairs editor, David Murphy.
This is the biggest investment in the grid since rural electrification. It will facilitate the building of 300,000 homes, powering 1 million electric cars and almost 700,000 heat pumps. It will upgrade the grid to protect against storms and climate change. It will result in a €1 per month increase in bills for customers, which could rise to €1.75 if the investment in the grid increases. Electricity costs have risen 5% so far this year, and almost 300,000 customers are in arrears. The CRU said consumers can significantly lower bills by renegotiating tariffs and using power off-peak.
The long-awaited review of Fianna Fáil's presidential election campaign was submitted to the party leader Micheál Martin last night. Under the review's terms of reference, Mr. Martin will share its findings with the members of the parliamentary party after he has considered the report. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
There is now an urgency building around this review, which examined the botched Fianna Fáil presidential election effort. Its candidate Jim Gavin had to drop out of the race after it was revealed he had owed a former tenant more than €3,000 following an overpayment of rent dating back to 2009. The fallout has continued to heap pressure on Micheál Martin. Many within Fianna Fáil feel the full facts around the selection of Jim Gavin must be debated and those at the helm must accept responsibility for what unfolded. A number of TDs have even questioned Micheál Martin's continued leadership of the party as a result of the debacle. But some of those viewed as close to the party leader insist that the review will set the candidate selection and the subsequent campaign in context. There is even speculation that the matter could be discussed at a parliamentary party meeting as early as today, along with the publication of the review. However, such a meeting has not been confirmed.
The Policing and Community Safety Authority has strongly criticised the Garda's policing performance in the first half of this year and says its capacity and capability to tackle cybercrime is not keeping pace with the growth of the crime. The authority has also highlighted what it describes as significant concerns about the recruitment and retention of Gardaí and Garda staff, the management of Garda resources and delays in the introduction of key policies and strategies, as well as performance management issues. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
This assessment of the Garda's policing performance is one way the policing authority says it tells the public how the Gardaí are doing, and for the first 6 months of this year, the verdict is not very good. It found the Gardaí were on target for just 7 of their 18 policing plan commitments, with the remaining 11 at risk. It says recruitment and retention of staff remains a significant challenge, with plans to address it not being produced. It highlights inconsistencies across Garda divisions when contacting people who have reported domestic abuse. It's critical of the Garda's cybercrime capacity and capability, which it says is not up to standard and not keeping pace with the growth of this type of crime. And it's particularly concerned that many Gardaí do not feel they have the relevant training to properly handle these cases. The authority is also particularly critical of the fact that 3 years on, there is still no randomised drug testing of Gardaí or in-career vetting, and the fact that there are still less than 300 Garda reserves when the target was 1,000 by next year. Garda headquarters said it notes the report and will continue to engage with the authority on these areas for improvement and the positive findings, which include tackling organised crime and the high visibility policing plan in Dublin.
The European Commission will today announce a package of measures aimed at tackling the housing crisis across Europe. According to a draft of the proposals, EU fiscal rules could be relaxed to allow for greater public spending on affordable housing and not just social housing. The proposals are also expected to address the impact of short-term rentals, namely the Airbnb sector, on the housing market. Police in Australia have said that early indications following the Sydney attack point to a terrorist incident inspired by the so-called Islamic State. Police are investigating a trip taken to the Philippines by the two alleged gunmen last month, with reports that they visited the country to receive what's been described as military-style training. 15 people were killed when gunmen opened fire on a crowd attending a Jewish festival on Bondi Beach at the weekend. 25 people remain in hospital, with 6 in a critical condition. The US President Donald Trump has filed a defamation lawsuit against the BBC. He is claiming damages of $10 billion arising from a panorama programme shown in Britain shortly before last year's US presidential election. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Get ahead with Grant's most innovative heat pump, the Arona R290. Home heating for the next generation. Visit grant.ie.
Frost in many areas at first, along with patches of mist and fog. These will gradually clear and the day will be cold and mainly dry with sunshine and a few showers in Atlantic coastal counties. Highest temperatures of 4 to 9 degrees with a mostly light southwesterly breeze.